a lot of kids in the Lansing School District will have to wait a little longer to go back to the classroom. Some students with special needs were set to return to in-person learning this week. Then the district pushed their start date to March 29th, and on Wednesday pushed it back again to April 12th. That's because of a spike of COVID-19 cases in the area. Also, some families that had been planning to join in-person classes learned they wouldn't have the option anymore. Cherise Toole is a single mom. She has two children at Post Oak Academy in the Lansing School District. Lila is 12 and in 7th grade, and Liam is 8 and in 2nd grade. Cherise, Lila, and Liam, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Cherise, you've been working from home while your kids are there going to school online. What has it been like for you all over the past year?
Well, it's been a roller coaster, to say the least. I mean, we've definitely had a lot of different phases of the COVID life. On the days that the kids do really well and our family life flows really well, I would say I'm not very productive at work. Mm. And the days that I'm very productive at work, it's very hard for our day to flow well for our family. My work has been extremely flexible. I'm very lucky. But you can't be everywhere all the time.
Lila, how have you felt about being in online school over the past year?
I don't think that I prefer online school over in-person school, obviously, but it was kind of nice being able to like eat food at home and do school from my own room.
And Liam, how about you? How have you felt about online school this year?
It's just been such a change, because normally we would just be like, huh, we're going to go to school and hop in the car. But now it's been like, yeah, we're going to school. And I step 2 feet and just get on class. It's been harder to focus. And I've gotten very many headaches, like constant headaches, because I've been looking at the screen for so long.
Mm. Before we get to the changes the district announced, Cherise, tell us why your family had decided that the best thing was for the kids to go back to in-person classes.
So I thought, because we've already had COVID run through our house, the risk was relatively low. And I just felt like, you know, for mental health purposes, the kids really needed an opportunity to incorporate school life back into their lives. I know they miss their friends and they're tired of being home all the time. And we've done the best we can to make the best of it. But I knew that they wanted it and they were ready for it. And I felt like the risk was low.
Cherise, Lila and Liam are in a Chinese language immersion program. And when we first contacted you about doing an interview, we were planning to just talk about the kids' first day back in an actual classroom. But then you got word from the district that the immersion program would have to stay virtual for the rest of the school year. What reasons did they give you for that decision?
Honestly, the reasons were not very clear. I'm still not exactly sure. Our school always has to do things a little differently because they were half day in English and then half day immersed in Chinese. I also empathize with the administrators. I could tell by the phone call that I got and by the messages that I received that they were caught off guard, or it seemed that way anyway. So it's felt like that a lot this year with a lot of things.
Lila, how did you feel when you got the news that you wouldn't be going back at all?
I was really upset. Part of me was sad. Part of me was also a little bit angry, not at anyone particularly, just at the circumstances. I had really been looking forward to going back, mainly because I wanted to fix my grades and like get myself back on track. So when I learned that, I was like, well, I'm going to have to put in a lot of extra work and just do that from home. And that really kind of did it for me.
Cherise, you've seen the district in Lansing make a number of changes in the past month or so. What's it been like for you to plan and then replan for the rest of the school year?
I feel like the one big takeaway that I've learned from COVID life is not to plan too far down the road, because there's no point. So, you know, there was a part of me that was upset to learn we weren't going back, but it's just been like everything else. It was like, okay, let's come up with our new plan. Let's adapt. This is what we're going to do instead.
What are your biggest fears or concerns about how the kids will come out of this year plus of virtual learning?
My family in particular is very much stuck in this in-between mode where we're struggling and we really can't do anything about it yet. We just have to ride it out until we get back to school. And I am worried that there will be some long-term effects, but we're resilient and we're going to work through it the best that we can. That's really all we can do.
Well, Lila and Liam, you've been studying Chinese. I think it'd be a shame to end the interview without hearing some. Lila, could I start with you? Do you have a favorite thing to say or something you'd like to say in Chinese while we're talking?
Well, it's like I can speak Chinese in Chinese class, but when I try and do it on the spot, I get all weird.
Why don't you guys talk to each other in Chinese in front of us?
I could do that.
Ni hao, zao sheng hao. Wo jiao Lina. Zao sheng hao. Wo jiao Lina.
Okay, and what did you say?
I said, hello, my name is Liam.
You said, good morning.
Good morning. My name is Liam.
And I said, hi, Liam. Good morning. My name is Lila.
I don't think it would be an exchange between brothers and sisters if the older sibling did not correct the younger one a little bit. I mean, having two kids, I think that seems a fitting way to close out the interview. Charisse Toole and her children, Lila and Liam, live in Lansing, and the kids will be in virtual school through the end of this school year. Thank you all for your time this morning.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
We contacted the Lansing School District about the decision to keep Post Oak Academy all virtual. In an email, a spokesman said Post Oak is the only Lansing school that won't have any in-person classes this school year. He also wrote, quote, "There are many complications and challenges with an immersion program, and the school district simply could not overcome all the issues that would allow Post Oak to open." You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.